Amistad and Harper Audio present Broken, Transforming Child Protective Services, Notes of a Former Caseworker by Jessica Price. Read by Deanna Anthony. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains resources from the book. For my parents, Ramsey and Viola Price. The true focus of revolutionary change is never merely the oppressive situations which we seek to escape, but that piece of the oppressor which is planted deep within each of us. Audre Lorde. Author's note. At the beginning of this writing project, I had 10 Black women who I intended to include in the book. Most of them, I did not know. They found me online and reached out to share their tumultuous journeys with Child Protective Services, CPS. I planned to weave all of their narratives throughout the book, emphasizing the systemic issues within child welfare. I wrote that iteration in the third person as a researcher who was reporting on qualitative interviews. It was a solid manuscript, but my publisher and editor challenged me to dig deeper. They encouraged me to write a book that was different, a book of first-person accounts of my time working in CPS. That, for many reasons, frightened me. It required a level of vulnerability and culpability, but it also created an opportunity to get to the essence of how CPS plays out with families. As I made that pivot, I decided to only include cases on women I knew personally or worked with directly. During this leg of the writing journey, I took a 6-week online course on narrative nonfiction and read every book I could find on it. This was the beginning of several months of narrative journaling, which allowed me to detail the CPS cases that had stuck with me over the years. This process also included a self-reflection period where I explored the impact of each of these cases on me personally and professionally. I spent considerable time with former colleagues and conducted interviews with some of the patients included in the book. It is important to note that although there are firsthand accounts of events from my time in the field during 2008-10, this book is not asserting that the exact CPS context is the same today. Although it is clear that some CPS operations have persisted over the years, this book does not negate the improvements that child welfare agencies have made along the way. Many of the events in this book I witnessed firsthand as an investigator, with the exception of case details that were provided to me through in-depth interviews. Each interview was recorded, and any additional follow-up communication with parents occurred via phone calls, email, and text messages. Direct quotes and dialogue in this book derived from my frontline casework, interview transcriptions, case notes, medical assessments, CPS reports, and court documents. To contextualize the interview content, I used public records, news media, research, data, and policy analysis. In certain instances, I have reconstructed the content of CPS reports, such as allegation narratives, based on my distinct recollections and interviews with my former colleagues. All names and identifying details have been changed in order to protect privacy, with the exception of a few individuals whose real names I have used at their request. No one interviewed for this book has a current case pending before or employment with CPS. Please note that the terminology child welfare professional refers to an investigator, a family support social worker, or a caseworker case manager who carries a caseload and works for or contracts through a child protective services agency. The terminology child welfare community partner refers to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?